Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help you with garden needs. Wow. We've been having some severe weather. Heavy rains, wind, of course, and that big, large hail in the area. Warm temperatures at the beginning of the week, but now this weekend will be colder. Lows at 26 Fahrenheit. But I know this is what usually happens in early spring. Weather is up, and then weather is down. And as you all know, we still have May to go through that we could have some more severe weather. Just stay safe. Australia family and friends are having 62 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 Celsius, for Sunday, April 18th. The weather app says clear conditions expected around 3 a.m. The lowest feels like temperatures will be 41 Fahrenheit or 5 Celsius. They are having fall weather for sure. Stay warm and stay safe. I have a few gardeners stop in this week. They call and ask if I'm open. And I am here planting, so of course I'm open. Hours will be flexible and weekends will be one of the last ones to have time away from the greenhouse. But during work days, we'll be planting, so I'll be there. Seed potatoes, onion sets, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and collards are ready to go. Bulk vegetable seeds for those radishes, spinach, and peas can be planted now. If you want instant color to enjoy, the pansies are blooming and ready to give you a smile on your face. We'll be getting our trees and shrubs, but they'll be at the end of the month. I must wait till they get here to see what we will charge for them. I need to see what the freight charges will be. We're wondering if there'll be an increase in that with the fuel rates as high as they are. The nursery delivers, so we just must see. Hope you understand. I'll be open starting April 26th, Sunday from 1 to 6, then Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Every day till the end of June will be open. Here we go, and that isn't that far off. We are in the ups and downs of spring. Soil is slowly warming up for planting. Air temperatures are up, and then next week it'll be cooler. There are things we can plant, and there are things we need to wait for. Good advice about putting in garden seeds and being temperature aware of the ground when you plant them. You wait for the same warm weekend to plant everything and lose half your growing season before it starts. Seeds don't wake up at the same temperature. Some germinate in cold, wet ground that would rot a bean seed in days. Others need warmth that wouldn't arrive for weeks. Planting them all together means it's half are late and half are struggling. In window one, early spring, while the ground still feels cold, peas, spinach, radishes. These crops want cool soil. By the time warm weekends arrive, their best window has already closed, and spinach is weeks from bolting. Get them in early. Adding this note about potatoes, the ideal soil temperature for planting potatoes is between 45 and 55 degrees. Germination require a minimum soil temperature of 45 Fahrenheit to begin sprouting. Soil colder than that will keep seed potatoes dormant, delay germination, and reduce yield. Window 2, a few weeks later, once the ground warms past 50 degrees, carrots, beets, and lettuce. They need workable soil, but not warm soil. The window is narrow, too early and carrots rot, too late and summer heat makes germination patchy. Adding this note about onion sets. Onions between 55 and 75 Fahrenheit for the temperature of the soil. Window 3, after last frost, soil above 60 degrees, beans, corn, squash. These seeds absorb cold moisture without metabolizing it. Patient here pays back in germination rate. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's Garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know some work you would like Larry to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. The next part of the radio show will share a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all, they tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I am only the messenger in this message in all I do. I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible verses from Philippians 4:13. I have strength from all things in Christ who empowers me, the source of my confidence. When we have confidence in God and choose to be secure in Him, we can progress to living confidently and enjoying the life He wants for us. Note I have said confidence in God, not in ourselves. Usually when people think of confidence, they think of self-confidence. There are many voices in society urging you to believe in yourself. That is what we don't want to do. Our confidence must be in Christ alone, not in ourselves, not in other people, not in the world or its systems. Thankfully, we can have the confidence rooted in Christ, knowing that He is everything we need. He is more than enough. The Bible states that we are sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Another way to say it would be, we have confidence only because He lives in us and in His confidence that we draw from. So go and live with confidence today, confident in Christ and His presence in your life. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I'm grateful that I don't have to go through life with insecurity and a lack of confidence. Because of Your presence and power in my life, I can experience a new boldness and a joy like never before. Thank You for Your strength that empowers me. In Your name we pray. Amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I want you to stay safe and have a blessed week.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.